Idaho Matters right now from the studios of Boise State Public Radio News. In May, 100 teams of kids from around the country gathered just outside Washington, D.C. and shot chicken eggs into space. I'm not making this up. This is the American Rocketry Challenge, and these middle and high school age students built the rockets and figured out how to launch and land them with an unbroken egg inside. Now, these are the world's future scientists and engineers, and they are the best of the best, beating out 800 teams and 4,500 students to get to the finals. And two teams from Idaho got to go this year, the Spudniks and the Rigby Rockets. Our senior producer, Samantha Wright, wanted to find out more, so she sat down with Rick Stoddard, a teacher at Galileo STEM Academy in the West Ada District, and student Calvin Knight to talk about the American Rocketry Challenge. So let's take a listen.
Okay, tell us about rockets. Where to begin? I don't know. Rick, tell me about the team. What's how did you get it started? Who are they? And tell us about going to the Rocketry Challenge.
Oh, it's a great competition. We usually start in September, and we have two teams at Galileo. We only were able to qualify one, but one team. The competition is to kind of simulate a true astronaut launch. The eggs actually simulate astronauts going to space, and so you have to protect them and keep them safe.
Nice.
And we have to hit a specific target, as in like trying to put the egg into orbit. We only are actually sending them up to this year was 850 feet. And then we have to return them safely in a certain window of time, and they penalize you above or below the target altitude and return time before or after that target return time.
I like how you just throw out, they have to go up 850 feet. Like, that's no big deal. It's just amazing. Wow. Okay, Calvin, how did you get involved in all of this?
Well, I've been at this school since I was in kindergarten, since it's a K-8. And I'm in eighth grade this year. I did it last year, but we did not make it to nationals. Mr. Stoddard, he's worked across the hall from my mom a lot. I've been coming in his room since I was little. And I've always wanted to do Rocket Squad because I've seen him doing it.
Wow. Okay. Rocket Squad. Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
So that's the official kind of like name, our little club that we have at our school. We call it the Rocket Squad.
Okay, and what's the team name?
Well, so it's actually, we have two different teams. We're kind of the Spudniks, but the two teams that we're competing this year are Minions, and we had one called Lucky, which was not so lucky.
Okay. So tell me more about this rocket. You mentioned that you had kind of simulate how you would protect an astronaut in space, and you're using the egg for that. How does that work?
We put it in a foam container. There's different strategies, and you can try different things. But yeah, we use a foam special container for it.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead, Calvin.
Okay, so we have a payload section and a booster section. For the payload, we'll have an altimeter to measure the height of the rocket, how far it goes up. The payload, and we'll have our ballast if needed. And then the booster section obviously contains the engine or motor and the parachutes and then the fire protection.
Wow. And the egg has to be safe. It has to be unbroken.
Yes.
Yeah. And they define unbroken if you can put the egg on a paper towel and if there's any liquid left over, that is a cracked egg. So it can have a crack, but it can't have any liquid leaking out.
Can I say how amazing it is that you're shooting eggs into space and bringing them back in a pristine condition? How amazing is that?
Yeah, it was kind of fun. When we were in D.C., we did a couple of practice launches at a farm out in the middle of nowhere. And we borrowed some eggs from the lady that let us launch on her property. And we were able to bring both eggs that we borrowed back to her. And she was able to keep those.
Wow. And I was especially impressed because I first learned about this when eggs were really, really expensive. So I thought it was really smart not to waste the expensive eggs in space. Is it true the egg has a parachute?
Yeah, the whole section has a parachute. We contain the egg within the what we call the payload section of the rocket.
So with the payload, the ejection charge from the motor fires, and it separates the two halves, and they both have their own parachutes that deploy.
Wow. Calvin, I am amazed at how much you have gotten into this and how much you know, because I think the whole point of the Rocketry Challenge is helping kids find out more about STEM, and I think they've succeeded with you.
Thank you.
Rick, talk some more about that. How important is this to get kids into science?
Oh, it's the greatest thing, because it applies all of the stuff that they're learning in school. You know, we're doing math for fall rates. We're doing simulations before we build the rocket, we simulate it before. So we have an idea of how high and what motors we want to choose. We're controlling variables. We try to just, you know, limit the number of variables we're dealing with, even though there are just so many in rocketry.
Wow. Calvin, you mentioned really wanting to be on the rocket squad. Is this, is it hard to get onto? Is this a very specialized group?
Yeah. Like, there's 10 people per team. Since we have two teams, that's 20. And Mr. Stoddard only lets like people that like we have to fill out a whole sheet and turn it into him, and he'll pretty much grade us on them.
Yeah, there's an application process here. There's a fairly high demand to be on the team. So,
wow, I would think so, because how much fun is that? Okay, so I found out a little more about the Rocketry Challenge. I know it's inspired 90,000 kids to go into STEM fields, and that includes astronaut Warren Woody Hoberg. He took part in the challenge in 2002, and then after that, I guess he got bored and decided to head to space as the pilot of NASA's SpaceX Crew 6 mission this year on the International Space Station. So apparently building rockets in your school's backyard kind of really pays off, right?
It looks like it, yeah. And I have students, former students, that are now in aerospace engineering, and they've come back and spoken to my class. And wow, it's amazing to see the returns of such a small investment on our part.
That is incredible. Okay, you went to the Rocketry Challenge. How did that go?
So we got 43rd in the nation, which wow, wasn't terrible, but we missed it by 0.2 points. We would have gone 42nd and qualified for the second launch.
Wow. That's...
So we were close.
Yeah,
to going on
were.
To the second round.
Well, just to get to the Nationals was pretty impressive. I mean, you had to beat out a lot of people.
Yeah, and considering we are a middle school team and we're competing directly with high school teams, so that's pretty good.
That is pretty good. So how many rockets did you have to fire before you got to the Nationals? I mean, do you go out and just fire rockets all day?
Well, on Nationals, we only have one launch. That's it. But when, like, a day before, I think, we had four practice launches.
Gotcha.
Yeah. And the season, we had 32 launches over the course of from about September to April.
Wow.
So, and they're about $25 a launch. So it's not a cheap endeavor for us as a public school, but it's so fun, so worthwhile.
It sounds like it. And it sounds like, Rick, the kids really get into it.
Yes, it. I mean, there's a thrill with launching a rocket, and the motors are big, so they're impressive to watch launch.
And that was our senior producer, Samantha Wright, speaking with Rick Stoddard, a teacher at Galileo STEM Academy in the West Ada District, and student Calvin Knight about the American Rocketry Challenge. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
From an Iraq war cover-up to towns ravaged by opioids to the roots of our modern immigration crisis, Embedded explores what's been sealed off and undisclosed. NPR's original investigative podcast reveals why these stories and the people behind them matter. Listen to the Embedded podcast, only from NPR.